Wrangell High School basketball teams sailed up the Lynn Canal on Thursday to play a series of games against Haynes. Coach Cody Angerman says the plan was to play on Friday night and again on Saturday before heading back on the Alaska Marine Highway System.
And then we actually would have been back in Wrangell like today, Monday at 6 a.m. Obviously that plan's gone and just trying to figure out something else at this point. So,
AMHS canceled sailings of the Matanuska this weekend to carry out engine repairs. It was the only ferry running the Lynn Canal. Wrangell's players and coaches have been living out of a classroom at the Haynes School for the past few days. Heavy snow has made it difficult to do anything but play ball.
We've had, you know, three practices in the last 2 days already. So we've been giving them the speech of, you know, you got an advantage being on this trip because we've gotten a lot of gym time anyway.
Wrangell wasn't the only stranded basketball team. Skagway's basketball teams got stuck in Juneau after traveling for a series of games. They were among a number of Upper Lynn Canal residents stranded there over the weekend.
When Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata heard the basketball team was stuck after 2 weeks of travel, he started making phone calls. He wasn't the only one to call State Senator Jesse Keel over the weekend. So Keel reached out to the Department of Transportation.
I don't know that everyone understood the entirety of just how weathered in everyone was and just how many school kids and folks in Juneau on medical really needed to get back.
He says once DOT heard the situation, it quickly chartered a passenger-only catamaran with Juneau's Allen Marine to make the Upper Lynn Canal run. There's no playbook for private charters, so DOT worked with city managers and the senator to come up with a plan. Allen Marine crewed the vessel, but Alaska Marine Highway System was in charge of ticketing. Students were given priority. Keel says he's pleased with the response, but he'd like to treat the cause of the problem rather than the symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, the most critical thing is that we have got to have a fleet of ferries. It's just essential, right? In the past, when this sort of thing has popped up, a vessel has an engine go down, something really goes wrong, we've got another ferry that can divert, can fill in, and there's a little inconvenience for folks around the region as schedules get shuffled, but we all help each other out, and nobody is just flat stranded.
The Allen Marine catamaran picked up passengers from Juneau at noon on Monday. The packed ship arrived in Haynes 3 hours later. It was raining and blowing wind on the docks when the boat arrived. Haynes Mayor Jan Hill and the Haynes Drama Debate and Forensics team got off along with the latest edition of the Chilkat Valley News. Haynes resident Sarah Chapel snagged a copy of the paper while she waited to board the boat bound for Juneau.
I feel pretty lucky to get the first newspaper delivered to Haynes, and I feel doubly lucky that we just might make it to Juneau today.
Wrangell's basketball teams made it on to the boat bound for Juneau. Coach Angerman says they will fly home from there.
But Mayor Andrew Cremata says Skagway's basketball team couldn't make it home from Juneau. High winds on the Upper Lynn Canal were a game changer for the Panthers.
The odds were extremely against them being able to get into Skagway. So we had to make a really difficult decision about 10 minutes before the boat was due to leave.
Local businesses, including White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, pledged financial support to keep the students well-fed and put up in hotels. The team's been on the road for 2 weeks and 3 days. They hope to catch a flight home on Tuesday before another storm comes in. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strimple with Henry Alicia.